Berry Girl by Alan Berry, with Tony Doyle as Jim Branigan, Frances Jeter as Helen Branigan, and Claire Travers Deacon as Cordelia.
Darling, we've all overslept.
It's only 8:30.
Hurry, please. I'm taking it to school this morning.
Oh, terrific.
Jim.
Jim.
Wake up, Jim.
What?
Sit up and take this coffee.
Oh, coffee? I take you coffee, you don't take me coffee. You're dressed already.
Of course I'm dressed. It's going on for 9:00.
Bloody hell, I slipped through the alarm.
It's not your fault I overslept too.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Here you are. I'll take Cordelia to school this morning.
Okay. Tell her I'll pick her up at 4 as usual.
Have you went out the car?
Oh, it's not a sweat. We'll take the bus to the underground.
Have you anything on today?
Yeah, I have to sign on today.
Will you be able to make it to the school for 4?
Sure, I'll make it.
Would you ever get to double lock the front door before you leave?
Yes. Check the windows, make sure the water's off, central heating on, gas out, cat in, etc.
Right, mate. See you, Miss Blush.
Will you be straight home this evening?
I don't know. Why?
Why? Well, it's your last evening at home, isn't it?
I'm only getting away for a week, Jim.
Yeah, I know. I thought we might at least have the pleasure of your company for dinner this evening.
The pleasure, did you say?
Yes, that's what the man said.
All right, Blimey Branigan. I'll be home for dinner.
6-ish.
7-ish.
Don't I get a kiss?
A kiss?
Mm-hmm.
You feeling all right this morning?
Why does that bloody firm of yours have to keep sending you away each time? I'm just getting used to you again.
You're just a conman, Branigan. An idiot that I am. I keep falling for it.
Go gently, sister.
Now... I've got everything.
How would I know?
Come on, Cordelia.
I have to hop upstairs for a sec.
For what?
Cordelia, I'm dead late, as it is.
You go on then. Daddy can take me by bus.
I'm taking you in the car, and I want you outside in 1 minute, okay?
Oh, the bus, honestly. If the whole world revolved around your precious rag trade.
Ah, my pet. Hurry now, don't keep your mum waiting. You know how worked up she gets.
Don't I just...
Go on with you.
Don't forget... 4:00 sharp, please.
Do I ever forget? Please go. Go!
Au revoir, papa!
Au revoir, ma chérie. Hi, Playgirl.
Hi, Playboy.
Good day?
So. Had you a good day?
Yeah, well, good in the sense there was no opportunity to be otherwise.
That is not the correct attitude, young man.
Young man? You can have anything you want from me, mate.
Coffee at Bruno's, please.
Coffee at Bruno's, it is.
Why doesn't Louis play our request? He sees us now.
Bonjour, Cordelia.
Bonjour, Louis.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Louis.
Hey, you know I'm still waiting for you to grow up, Cordelia, okay?
Okay.
Don't forget our request, Louis.
Would I forget to breathe? Here she goes.
All by myself. No one to walk with. I'm misbehaving. I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain the one I love. I'm true with nothing but just yours to you.
What are you doing, Beth?
What does it look like?
Well, that's not the way I showed you how to chop onions.
My eyes are full of tears. I can't see what I'm doing.
Yeah, give it to me. Like this. Look. First, you cut the onion in half. Now, cut along.
I know. Slice along the dotted line.
Now, just turn the whole board and chop the other way. See?
Jim. What are you going to do for an encore?
You watch it, mate. We ships are a temperamental and violent breed.
That's a funny old word and no mistake.
You reckon?
Yes, funny queer, not funny ha-ha.
And what, pray, prompted that deep observation?
Well, you give up acting to cook, and Mother dear gives up cooking to... To what? Buy and sell rags.
Rags? Your mum is a fashion buyer, not a rag and bone man.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
We're being very philosophical today, aren't we?
Not just today. I've often thought about it. Would I see the Jaspers?
The what?
The carrots.
Very droll.
Yes?
Please.
How do you want them cut? Sticks or wheels?
Sticks. Now we just gently brown the chicken pieces with the onions. And we're nearly home and dried. Dried. Dry. That reminds me. Sip of vino for the chef. Oh, Jesus. Practically vinegar.
Well, I hope you're not going to put it in the casserole, then.
That would be all right for cooking. I think the chef deserves a little something better than that, don't you?
Provided it is only a little something.
Look, matron, is that all right?
Yes, but that's all. Vodka makes you all red in the face.
Not one glass.
Oh, I didn't mean one glass.
Oh, be good, but you can be a hard woman sometimes. Did you know that?
It's only for your own good.
Come on, let's have those carrots.
Have patience, please. One fusspot in the family is quite enough. Thank you very much.
All right, go and do your homework. I'll finish that.
That's your second glass.
Don't count, please. You make me nervous.
Is that why you drink?
What?
Because you're nervous.
You counting the drinks makes me nervous.
Will I just dump them in?
No! I have to toss them round in the pan first.
She makes me nervous, you know.
Who?
You know who. That's why we have no play readings when she's home, isn't it?
No, it isn't, pet. And you mustn't talk about your mum like that.
No, how should I talk about her?
With respect.
I don't feel respect.
Well, you should.
Pretend.
Pretend?
But I respect her.
Listen, Delia. Your mum is an extraordinary woman. Do you know that?
So is Maggie Thatcher, but I don't have to live with her.
Look, just go and do your homework, okay?
Do you respect her?
What sort of a question is that?
Perfectly simple one. Do you respect mum?
Of course I do.
Well, if you were my husband... I'd rather have your love than your respect.
Both. You love and respect.
Are you speaking now as an actor or a cook?
Look, will you get your...
Step out of here before I turn your little head, miss.
No, I'm going. I'm going.
This is very good, Jim.
Compliments to the chef, eh?
Compliments to the chef.
And me.
You?
Yes, I did the veg, didn't I, Jim?
Daddy.
Oh, yes. Cordelia was a great help. More wine, Helen.
Please.
May I have some more, too, please?
No, you may not. I hope what you've had was well diluted with water.
Diluted? It was drowned.
You didn't drink any wine at all,
you know. I'm 13.
You're 12.
I'll be 13 next month.
You're a child aged 12, Cordelia, and next month you'll be a child aged 13.
Next month I'll have reached puberty, which is the end of childhood and the beginning of womanhood.
You're beginning to bore us. You just wrap up and eat your meal.
You're a fine one to talk about boring.
Cordelia. Are you just going to sit there and say nothing, Jim?
What, me?
Yes, you.
I thought there was too much being said as it was. So, was it a rough old day then, huh?
Every day for most people is a rough old day, Jim, but then you've probably forgotten what it's like out there.
Nice one, Helen.
What are you jumping up for?
May I leave the table, please?
No, you may not. You haven't finished.
I've suddenly lost my appetite.
Sit down, Cordelia.
I have a lot of homework to do.
Will you please say something? You're supposed to be her father.
You've hardly eaten a thing, pet.
I'm not hungry, Daddy. May I please leave the table? I have a lot of homework to do.
No, you stay. I'll leave. That's what you really want, isn't it, Cordelia?
Oh, for heaven's sake, Helen, sit down and finish your dinner.
It's your daughter you should be ordering about, not me.
I don't like ordering anybody about.
May I go, please?
Of course you don't. Popularity is cheap, Jim, but it's going to turn out very expensive for her when she has to go out into the rough old world and find out that she can't have her own way all the time.
Delia, just go and do your homework.
Yes, Daddy.
Have you given up even trying to be honest with me, Jim?
Sorry, Pet. I'm afraid I've lost you again.
Why do you deliberately misunderstand me?
I don't. I thought I was understanding you perfectly.
I want Cordelia to go away.
Go away? Where?
To boarding school.
Why? She's at an excellent school as it is.
I want you to be free to take up your profession again.
Now, who's being dishonest?
Oh, come on. Even you must see that Cordelia won't need a minder for much longer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no longer any reason why you shouldn't get yourself another agent and go back to work.
And with Cordelia off at boarding school, Helen won't need you either, Jimbo. So, adios, amigo. It was nice knowing you.
Stop it, Jim. Daddy! Please, Cordelia, I'm talking to your father.
I'm stuck with my essay, Daddy. Could you give me a hand?
Sure.
How dare you interrupt me like that?
What?
Get out, to Jim. Where are you going?
I'm going to have a glance at Delia's essay.
Jim, please, we haven't finished.
Calm down, Helen. I'll be back in a sec.
Daddy.
Delia, you should be asleep, Pet. It's very late.
You never came to tuck me in.
I've just come up the stairs this second. You think I'd go to bed with a first tucking you in and giving you a big one of those, eh? Ah, there we are. All safe and sound for the dream travelling night. Hey, what's this?
Daddy!
What is it, Pet?
Don't let her send me away!
Now, shush. No one is going to send you away.
She is! Oh, please, Daddy! Don't let her send me off into a boarding school!
Never! You have my word on it. You will never be sent away. Now, let's prepare this pillow to receive the golden head of the dream princess. Lie back, princess. That's it. Eyes closed. No. Closed. That's it. You sleep, Helen?
No.
Helen, you've got to stop talking all this rubbish about big changes and boarding schools and God knows what in front of the child.
I didn't speak in front of the child. I spoke to you in private. I thought she was listening outside the bloody door as usual, wasn't she? And it's damn well got to stop, Jim.
Keep your voice down.
Cordelia's got to go away for all our sakes, not least her own.
Why didn't you have her aborted at the beginning? Then you wouldn't have had all these tiresome problems.
What a vile thing to say.
Yes, I'm sorry. You know I didn't mean that. I'm sorry, Helen.
Darling. This is no good, is it?
No. No, I was terribly out of order there. Helen, I'm sorry.
You'd better go and get some sleep, Jim.
Good night, Pet.
Good night.
I'll get it, Daddy. The taxi's here.
Hello?
Hello?
Taxi's here.
Coming.
Have you got everything now?
I think so. Bye-bye, darling.
Bye.
Be good now. Look after Daddy while I'm away.
I won't let him out of my sight.
No, Jim, don't forget to lock
up. Yes. Lock up before we go out. Stop worrying, Pet. Captain's always here when you come back, isn't
it? Yes, of course it is. Just being silly.
Jeepers, if you keep that taxi outside any longer, you'll charge you more than the airfare to New York.
Cheeky little devil. Bye-bye, darling. Look after yourself now.
Bye, Helen. You look after yourself, too.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bon voyage, maman.
like that.
Your mum has a lot of pressure in her job, you know.
If it's too much for her, she shouldn't do it.
Well, of course it isn't too much for her. Your mum's a very competent lady.
Look, Daddy, here comes Tommaso. He even stays out till she's gone.
Morning, mate. Out on the tiles again, were you?
Oh, poor old Tommaso. You've got a big chunky of fur missing.
Brecky's old chap. Yeah. Come and get it.
Did you notice? Tom never goes out at night when Mum's away.
No, I didn't.
Well, that's true. He comes up and sleeps at the end of my bed.
I don't think your Mum would be too keen on that.
I know. And Tom knows. And that's why he stays out when she's around.
We'll have to watch the time, Pat.
Gosh, isn't it marvellous, Jim?
What?
We have a whole long week to ourselves. No fuss, no aggro.
Come on. Oh. We must make a move. Shop!
Yes. Oh, hello, Jim.
How goes it, Tom?
So-so.
I was just wondering, Tom, if you could let me have a bottle of vodka till the end of the month. I know there's a little outstanding from the last time, but not to worry. I'll see it's all cleared up by the end of the month.
I'm sorry, mate.
What?
No can do.
What's the problem, Tom?
Your wife.
My wife?
Your wife won't cover the account anymore.
Oh, she said that, did she?
Yeah.
Let's see. Right then.
What did you want, anyway?
Just, you know, a bottle of vodka and a couple of packets of fags.
Okay, Jim. But you'll have to sort it out with your wife.
Yes, I will. Don't worry about that, Tom. Hi there.
Here. How can you bear it?
Stoically, darling child. Stoically.
Mind if I open a window?
Not in the least. Open the lot if you like. Finish your homework.
Sort of.
What does sort of mean?
It means I've done all I intend to do.
Why don't you switch on the telly? There's a movie on after the news.
You're sending me away then?
What?
There's something wrong, isn't there?
Wrong?
Yes, I can always tell.
Tell what? There's nothing wrong.
Oh, yes, there is. You're upset about something. Otherwise, you wouldn't be sitting in here with the door closed.
This is my study. I always sit in here with the door closed.
No, you don't. You only sit in here when Mum's at home.
Nonsense.
It's not nonsense. When Mum's away, you never come in here, unless you're upset about something.
You really do keep tabs on things, don't you?
No, not on things. Just you.
Don't you trust me or what?
Trust you?
Yes. Why do you find it necessary to keep tabs on me?
I don't!
Yes, you do. I bet you could tell me the number of drinks and smokes I've had this evening.
I call it concern. I don't like to see you smoking and drinking so much.
Come on, pet. Don't get all serious. It was only teasing.
Well.
Well, indeed. Come on, then. Give it a smile.
Oh, honestly, I don't know why I bothered, Jim Brannigan.
All right, but I'm glad you do. What about the washing up?
I'm going to do it now.
I'll do it.
No, you won't. You cooked. That's the arrangement. One cooks, one washes up.
Okay, comrade shop steward.
When are we going to do a play again?
Soon.
If it's not very soon, you're going to get rusty.
Rusty.
Your word, not mine.
I said that?
Yes, you said our play reading stopped you from getting rusty.
Well, so it does.
But we haven't had a play reading since Mum came back from Leeds.
Oh, okay then. We'll do a play tomorrow night. Give me time to do a bit of swatting.
Swatting?
Yes, all right for you, reading from the text.
Well, there's not much point in you reading from the text, is there?
Why not? It's platform reading. You're allowed to look at the text.
That's a lame excuse, Christy Marn, and you know it.
J.M. and Joseph, I've met some bossy women directors in me time, but you take the biscuit, Peggy and Mike.
Oh, I know, Jim. Let's do an act of the Playboy now.
Now?
Yes, after I've done the washing up. You don't need to spot up the Playboy. You know all the parts off by heart.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Oh, please, Daddy.
Okay. You do the washing up. I'll be with you in a sec.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Christy.
Aye, Christy. Ah, you should have had great people in your family, I'm thinking, with the little small feet you have, and you with the kind of quality name, the like of what you'd find on the great powers and potentates of France and Spain.
We were great, surely, with wide and windy acres of rich Munster land.
Come soon, please. Wasn't I telling you now? And you a fine, handsome young fellow with a noble brow?
Is it me?
Aye. Did you never hear that from the young girls where you come from, in the west or south?
I did not then. Oh, they're bloody liars in the naked parish where I grew a man.
If they are itself, you heard these days and thinking, and you walk in the world telling out your story to young girls or old.
I've told my story no place till this night, Peggy and Mike. And it's foolish I was here, maybe, to be talking free.
People, I'm thinking. And yourself a kindly woman.
Yes, and yourself a kindly woman.
The way I wasn't.
The way I was.
The way I wasn't.
The way...
What's wrong, Daddy?
It's okay. It's okay. Shush, come on, it's all right. It's all right now.
I don't like Bruno's at this hour of the day.
Why is that?
Well, there's no piano player for one thing, and it's too busy for another.
Yeah, you're right. So relaxed.
When does Louis come on?
Not until about 3.
Will we wait?
Wait for what?
Not what. Who? Louis, of course.
Likely, mate. It's only 2 o'clock now.
What will we do then?
We'll go home, of course. Not the vagrants yet, you know.
Might be better if we were.
God forbid.
Oh, we could do what we liked. Go where we liked. Oh, I know, Jim. We could be buskers, couldn't we?
Buskers, yeah. I suppose we could. One, two, three.
And we could learn to tap dance, and we'd make a fortune.
Well, I wouldn't count on that.
Oh, if the others could only see me now.
What others?
The brats of 3A.
Are you sure it's okay not going to that hockey match?
I hate hockey.
That's not answering my question, Busker.
Oh, I won't be missed among the screaming multitudes of awful little girls on the sidelines.
Submit, it sounds ghastly.
It is. Take my word for it.
Has your friend Amanda gone?
Oh, yes. She's a dreadfully conventional child.
But she'll listen to old man Moses.
But she is. If the head of the year told Amanda to put her hand in the fire, she'd do it without hesitation.
Why doesn't Amanda come around anymore to do homework with you?
Because.
Because what?
Because I've gone off her.
Oh.
Because, besides, being conventional, she's very tiresome.
You didn't used to think that.
Well, I do now.
I'm sorry to hear it.
Why?
Because everyone needs at least one good friend.
I have you, haven't I?
Yes. But you should have a friend of your own age, too, like Amanda.
You, of all people, shouldn't be sticking up for her.
Why, me, of all people?
Oh, nothing.
Come on, mate. What happened?
Honestly, I was showing her the scrapbook with all your notices for the Playboy of the Western World, and she says, oh, this is about the old days, Cordelia. 1974, it says.
Why do we never see old Danny on television now?
And, what did you say?
I told her she knew nothing about great acting.
Ah. Is that what you said?
Yes. And I said, I think it would be better if you did your homework at your own place in future, Amanda.
Hello, Jim! Jim! Hello, Jimbo! Welcome home, Helen.
Oh, come on, open the door.
So
much. So
what's the solution?
We just stand out here and think.
Perhaps I could help.
Helen.
Hi there, comedian.
Jesus. You nearly killed me with the fright just then.
Sorry about that.
What happened?
Oh, nothing very important, darling. Your mum's just come home, that's all.
Well, we weren't expecting you home for another 2 days.
At least.
You don't sound so disappointed about it, darling.
If you'll please excuse me, I'll just go up and change my clothes.
Welcome home, Mummy.
What?
Nothing, nothing.
Welcome home, pet.
Thank you, Jim.
Well, well, well. Great to have you back. Listen, we must celebrate.
No,
no champers, I'm afraid, but...
duty free in that bag.
Splendid! Splendid. Oh, lovely stuff. Anyway, how was it, pet?
Pretty hectic, but okay, I think.
Successful?
Oh, I won't know that until next spring.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You were buying for next year.
Fashion buyers need to be clairvoyant nowadays.
Go on.
Well, gone are the days when half a dozen or so big designers dictated the fashions for everyone, for every season.
Here we are, Pet. Brandy okay?
Oh, great. Cheers.
Cheers. Great to have you back.
Thanks. Oh, now when you buy the major show, you just keep your fingers crossed that nothing too revolutionary is going to happen on the street before you go to market. Why aren't you at school, good idiot?
We all got up early for a hockey match.
So?
So?
Why aren't you at the hockey match?
She takes after her mum. Don't you, Delia? She can't stand any kind of sport.
Oh, well done, Jimbo.
What?
You should have been a defence lawyer.
I don't get that.
Forget it.
What's that?
It's a little present from New York for Cordelia.
Present for your pet.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
I think you'll like it.
Come on, then. Open it up. Let's see.
Don't fuss me, please.
I can't help it. I'm excited.
I got you some Brooks Brothers shirts, Jim. They're in the other case.
For me? Hallelujah. Christmas has come early this year. Thank you, darling.
Oh, a dress.
Well, hold it up and let's see.
Very nice, Mum. Thank you.
You don't sound very enthusiastic.
Very nice.
Very nice. It's beautiful. Positively beautiful.
I need to go over the top.
Seriously, though, I don't know how you found the time to do it, Helen. Very nice of you
nice
to...
Of me.
What?
Very nice of me.
Well, I meant to...
I'm Cordelia's mother, Jim.
Cordelia's... Well, yes,
oh,
but...
Oh, Jesus.
Leave her, Daddy. She's only happy when she's miserable, and you too.
Helen, I don't mean anything. Where are you going?
To take a shower. I have to go out again.
Good night, playgirl. Sleep tight.
You never stay long with me when she comes home.
That's not true. I always tuck you in.
Yes, but you don't sit long with me.
Because I want you to get your beauty sleep.
Where's she gone anyway, all tarted up like that?
Where in heaven's name do you get these expressions from? Your mum looked lovely.
Huh.
You should feel proud of her, Delia.
Oh, but I do. I point her out to all the girls at school and say proudly, that's my mum. She discovered penicillin.
Oh, dear. Sarcasm is unworthy of you, pet.
The lowest form.
Precisely.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Don't be cross with me, Jim, please.
Look, I'm never cross with you. You know that. Come on, lie back. Now I have to tuck you up all over again.
She'll come home sauced, I suppose.
Oh, dear. Your mum is never sauced. Your dad sometimes, but never your mum.
Oh, yes, she is. I can tell by the way she talks.
You're always in bed fast asleep when she gets back from these business affairs.
I'm not asleep. I only pretend to be. She comes in here and sits on the side of the bed where you are now.
Oh?
And she strokes my hair. And the smell of her awful scent makes me feel positively ill.
Cordelia.
And she speaks with a soft, silly voice like this. Are you asleep, my little darling? Mummy's precious girl. You know I love you, don't you?
Oh, Delia.
What?
Good night, pet.
Good night, Daddy.
Oh, Helen. Is that you, Delia?
No, it's me.
Helen.
May I come in for a moment?
Sure. Sit down and tell me all about it.
Guess what?
Come on, come on. Don't keep me in suspense.
I'm a buyer. A full buyer.
No.
Yes, sir. I now take the lift to the top floor.
Oh, goody.
Oh, congratulations, Beth. I'm sorry.
Don't ruin it.
No, I won't. I'm so happy for you.
Thanks, but I want to be happy for you, too.
For me?
Yes, I mean, I want you to be happy for yourself.
I'm okay.
Yes, I know, but... Oh, Jim, I want to help you.
How can you help me?
Help you get back on the rails.
Back on the rails, Jesus. You make me sound like an old lag or something.
Sorry, son. I meant back into the business, of course.
Well, strange you should say that.
Strange?
Yes, just before you came in, I was lying here, thinking just about that.
Yeah?
I was thinking about what you said the other day.
About what?
Well, about me getting an agent again.
And?
And then I got to thinking about a mate of mine from the old days. Do you remember Terry Boyle?
Terry Boyle.
Oh, come on, pet. Don't you remember Terence?
Oh, you mean Terry Boyle, the actor?
Of course. Is there another Terry Boyle?
Isn't he a big name now?
Sure is. And you know, Helen, well, in the old days, Terry looked up to me.
I know. They all looked up to you.
Well, I was responsible for getting him his first real break. And he's never looked back since.
You should ring him, Jim. I mean, he can't have forgotten that.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
But will you do it?
Yeah. I'll do it tomorrow.
Promise?
Sure, I will. He might be able to fix me up, you know, with his agent.
Of course he will. He'll be back to work in no time.
Well, maybe.
Not maybe. Oh, think positive, darling.
Listen, Helen. Even if I was to start work again tomorrow, Cordelia's not going away to boarding school.
Oh, of course not. I don't know what ever possessed me to say such a thing. We can easily afford to have someone here all day. Living in if necessary.
And if I get work, I'll pay for it.
You'll have no trouble getting work, Jim.
Well, I have to lose a bit of this.
A bit.
Well, a bit and a bit.
Yes, unless, of course, you want to make a career of playing Falstaff.
Oh, come on. Not that bad, is it?
Not quite, but we want to see you slim and handsome again.
We?
Me.
Was I ever handsome?
Vain devil. You know damn well you were. And you're not going to get any more compliments from me tonight. This morning, I mean. You.
Me.
Would you like me to stay for a while?
Would you like you to stay for a while?
I think so. Yes.
Yes, I would. Come back to bed. You'll catch your death.
I need a cigarette. It's morning already.
Jim.
I wonder what those milkmen make a week. I deserve a packet for the bloody awful hours they have to work.
Jim.
I wouldn't do that shitty job for a grand a week.
It's been a long, long time for both of us.
Oh, bastard. What makes them do it, I wonder?
These things happen. It's no one's fault.
Well, just let's forget it, will you, Helen?
But, Jim,
it's never happened to me with my inflatable doll.
I see.
Do you?
I'm to blame, of course. Like I'm to blame for Cordelia's nightmares, Jim's drinking and his loss of ambition and drive. I'm to blame for everything that goes wrong around here, right, Jim?
You're to blame for humiliating me in the off-license.
Oh, yes, that too.
She's all right now. Come back to sleep.
That's nice for her.
She had a nightmare again.
No, she hadn't, Jim. She just discovered that I was in here. Wouldn't you say that her reaction to that was a bit unnatural?
It's morning. I'll go and put the coffee on and,
Hello, darling. How did it go today?
Why are you here?
Daddy couldn't make it.
Why?
He had to meet a friend.
Friend?
Yes.
What friend?
An actor friend.
He never said.
He just made the arrangement this afternoon.
Oh.
Anyway, isn't it nice to see him getting out for a change? Isn't it?
Yes, I suppose so.
Can I get your hot chocolate, Cordelia? Oh, there's Daddy now.
Very good of him to come back tonight, wasn't it?
No business, like showbiz.
Well, there's no need to ask if you've had a good time.
Good time.
It was, man. Bloody tactics, that's what it was. Oh, I wish you could have been there.
What did Terry say, Jim?
A bit embarrassing, actually.
Embarrassing?
Yes, he... Well, he said some very nice things about me. In fact, he said... I was the best actor to come out of Ireland of our generation.
We've always known that, haven't we, darling?
Anyway, it seems there's a big part coming up shortly on television for an Irish actor about my age. And they're queuing up six deep for auditions, Terry says.
Oh, Jim.
And, would you believe it, the producer is a friend of...
Terry Boyle.
Right. Terry Boyle!
Oh, you got it!
Hold your horses, will you? I told you every Irish actor in town is after it. Anyway, Terence goes to the phone, gives the producer a tinkle, and when he comes back... Da-da-da! James Brannigan has an audition for a plum part in the highly successful and long-running series, City South.
What?
Oh, congratulations, darling.
You got the part yet. It's only an audition.
But we're confident you'll get it, aren't we, Cordelia?
Oh, of course we are. Especially since Burton and Richardson are dead, and Olivia and Gielgud are a bit frail to meet the huge artistic challenge of soap. Jim Brannigan has a clear field.
Cordelia?
Oh, very good, Pet. Very good. You know, I was telling Terry Boyle about that incisive wit of yours. He would have enjoyed that one, Delia. Old Terence would.
Why did you do that?
What?
Try to put your father down like that. He hasn't worked for years and needs all the encouragement he can get.
I've always supported Daddy.
Damn you, don't you dare snap at me.
There was only me.
Me, me, me. That's all that matters to you, isn't it? You couldn't care less what happens to your father, provided he's around to dance attendance on you.
I'm the only one who's ever cared what's happened to him. You've never cared about anything but your precious career.
I won't take that from you, Cordelia.
If you really cared about Daddy, you wouldn't allow him to go off and humiliate himself auditioning for soap operas.
There's nothing humiliating about it. It could get him back into the business.
He's got a one-track mind. He's an actor, not a businessman.
Cordelia, will you listen to me,
please? I'm going to wash and I'm going to bed.
Oh, hello, Jim.
Hello.
I'm Jane Wright, producer of City South, and this is my PA, Valerie Hughes.
How do you do?
Hi.
And my colleagues here from left to right, directors Keith Desmond.
Hello.
Jackie Lyons.
Hi.
And Brian North. Casting director Liz French.
Hello.
And last but not least, two of our writers, Barry James and Graham Roberts.
Hello, hello.
Right, now, take a seat, Jim, and make yourself comfortable.
Thank you.
Tea or coffee? Jim, wasn't it?
Yes, Jim. Coffee, please, black.
There you go.
Thanks.
Terry Boyle tells us you haven't worked for some time, Jim.
Well, no, I haven't worked for years, actually.
Any particular reason for that?
Yes, personal reasons.
Health?
No, health is fine.
And the reason I have to ask these questions is that in a series like ours, oh, we never use the word soap here, by the way, we can't afford to engage somebody who may drop out on us without notice, which, of course, could easily happen if the actor had bad health.
No, I wouldn't drop out. My health is fine, and I want to get right back into the business.
If we were to engage you, Jim, we'd need a commitment from you for at least a year.
Hey, Lucky Jim.
Oh, hello.
Val.
Val.
You were great.
Was I?
Yes, you really were. Listen, I shouldn't say this, but I bet anyone a year's salary that you've got it, James.
Me? Are you sure?
Yes. That's in absolute confidence, okay?
Okay.
I'm glad these walls are bugged. You see, I've signed the Official Secrets Act, so a word out of you, and I spend the best years of my life making jam in Holloway. Got it?
Got it.
Well, what are we doing standing in this corridor anyway? Have we no homes to go to?
Would you like a drink?
Well, yes, but just one. I've no car tonight, so I have to hoof it and tube it.
Oh, I've got a car. I can drop you home if you like.
Thank you.
Delia. Are you awake, pet? Mind if I sit with you for a few minutes?
Sorry I didn't get back in time to tuck you in. Had a great day. I think they were very pleased with me, playgirl. In fact, I was told in confidence by the producer's PA, no less, that I'd got the part. Delia? Are you really asleep? Are you? Really and truly. Sleep. Yeah? Good night, pet. Sleep tight.
Is that you, Jim?
Yes.
Oh, how was it?
Great.
Did you get it?
Well, you know.
You're very late.
Yeah, I was celebrating.
Not just a wee bit premature, darling.
Not even a wee bit. It's in the bag, mate.
Oh, Jim, so happy for you.
Thanks.
Do you mind if we talk in the morning? I've got a very early start.
Okay. That's a date now, huh? I'll bend your ears till you scream for mercy. Good night, Fire.
Good night, Star.
Mother!
Cordelia.
Cordelia.
Oh, shut up.
Hurry up, darling. Sit yourself down in a sec. You'll miss Daddy.
I know. I missed him last night when I blinked.
Oh, come on.
I'm too busy to watch that drivel.
You're not coming to watch Daddy, then?
If he's too busy to appear in person, I don't see why I should drop everything just to see his fleeting image on the telly.
All right. Be like that. I've never seen you shine so
bright. Do you know what you look like, James?
Please, don't ruin it for me.
Well, I'll tell you.
You don't want to know.
You look like the cat who's just had the cream.
Wow. Happy Tom.
I have a confession to make, Father Branigan.
And when was your last confession, my child?
Oh, shut up.
You're a married woman with six kids.
No. I like you, James.
Oh. Is that the confession?
I like you a lot.
Thank you. I have a confession to make, too.
You're a bigamist?
Oh. Not that.
What?
I was, I was a bit afraid a while back there.
Afraid?
Yeah.
What? Me?
Yeah. And me.
Don't fix stuff that, sir. Could you explain that in simple English to a West Country girl?
Seriously?
Yes, seriously. I don't understand.
Well, I haven't made love for a long, long time.
Oh, that really dates you, James, old thing.
Doesn't it, Jess?
What's a nice young girl like me doing in bed with an old movie like you?
You watch it, mate.
Oh, stop! No, stop! You're throttling me!
Apologize.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear that.
Sorry. Oh, you're not an old movie, James. You're a rising soap star.
There's some cold ham in the fridge if you'd like to make yourself a sandwich.
Yeah, that's all right, Helen. I've eaten. How was the day, then?
Busy.
Mine, too. Like a drink?
No, thank you.
Yeah, they're really building up my part now.
Yes, I watched.
And Cordelia?
Yes, you watched, too.
I'm actually getting fan mail. They're all from women. I've had at least half a dozen proposals of marriage. And I get improper suggestions made to me by every bloody post. Who would believe it?
Jim, I'm glad that things have taken off for you, but honestly, till I get someone to come and look after Cordelia, couldn't you at least come home early some evenings?
Yeah, I'm sorry, pet. Well, I get involved, you know, and then... I've always found it very difficult to disengage. Come on, Helen. Have a jar with me. One for the road. What do you say, pet?
No, thank you.
Cheers. Oh, what an evening. You know, Terry Boyle turned up at the studio this afternoon. He's out of his mind with his gorgeous-looking Italian accent.
Oh, for God's sake!
Hey, what's wrong?
When I think of the fuss you made when I suggested sending Cordelia to boarding school, and now you just...
And now what?
Now that your career has taken off at long last, you have practically abandoned the child.
Rubbish. Absolute bloody rubbish, and you know it.
I know nothing of the sort.
You abandoned both of us for years, bloody years, and now you have the
door. Abandoned you? I've kept you.
Die.
No one's asking you to die for her, just to come home occasionally and talk to her.
I talk to her every night. I tuck her in and I talk to her. Every night.
Does she talk to you?
Talk to me?
Yes, does Cordelia talk to you anymore? God, I think I'd almost prefer you back on the dole.
Of course you would. That's how you got your kicks, wasn't it?
What? Seeing me humiliated and dependent on you.
Oh, what a pathetic thing to say!
Oh, no.
It's all right, darling. It's all right now.
Come to Daddy, please.
I'm frightened.
I hope you're satisfied now.
Come on, nurse. Just. Everything's all right. Play, girl. Daddy's here. Shush.
What's wrong?
Wrong?
Are you going to switch off the engine or just kick me out and roar away like the rednecks do in the movies?
I'm sorry. Miles away.
What's the trouble, James?
The trouble? The trouble's... I don't know.
Is it me?
You?
The trouble.
Don't... ever say that. Don't ever think it. You are the joy, mate. The joy.
But, you're going to give the joy a miss tonight, is that it?
Not on your life.
Well, come on then. We're wasting precious time.
Right. I must get back before Delia goes to bed.
Oh, lucky little Delia. Does she realize what a devoted daddy she has?
I think she's a bit off her daddy at the moment.
I'm jealous.
Of whom?
Delia, of course.
I think you'd like each other.
Yeah?
I'm sure of it. She likes to talk about plays and movies. But except for me, she hasn't really got anyone to talk to.
What about her mum?
Well, they don't seem to see eye to eye about many things.
Are you saying they don't like each other?
Wouldn't put it as strong as that, but, well, they're inclined to be a bit hard on each other.
James?
Yeah?
Is it...
Is it what?
Is it really over between you and Helen?
Really and truly. It's been over for years.
Why did you stay around then?
Because of Cordelia.
And what's going to happen if you move in with me?
Not if. When?
When you move in with me.
Don't know.
Well, maybe if Cordelia and I hit it off, then you could get Helen to agree. She could come and live with us.
Would you mind?
Of course not. I'd be thrilled to have her.
Oh, that'd be marvellous, Val.
Oh, no. Oh, you're crushing the ribcage, you big bear.
Val, you're marvellous, mate.
So are you, old thing.
Oh, yes, you're something. You know that. Really and truly something.
There she is.
Cordelia!
She's coming. Shall I get out?
No, stay put. She's in the back. Hi, Pet.
Hello.
Valerie, this is my favorite little lady in all the world. Delia, I want you to meet Val.
Hello, playgirl.
My name's Cordelia.
Yes, Cordelia.
Why don't you open the back, Delia? We'll go to Bruno's for coffee. Pastries, and in misbehaving.
I can't. I've been invited to a friend's house for tea.
Oh, a pity. Well, hop on the back anyway. I'll drive you to your friend's house.
All right, thank you. My friend's mummy is coming to collect me.
Oh. I see. Well, maybe we could do it tomorrow.
I think we should go now, Jim.
Yeah. Yes, right then. Well, I'll see ya. See ya.
Bye.
Mr. Brannigan.
Thank you, Brannigan.
Where's all your lady friend today?
Well, she's otherwise engaged, I'm afraid.
Oh, you haven't seen her alone today, yes? It's not going to work, is it? Me and Playgirl. Cordelia, I mean.
Don't be upset, Belle. She's a strange child, but she'll come around.
And if she doesn't?
She will when I explain it to her.
Explain what?
Explain about us, of course.
And your wife?
Hmm?
For absent friends, Jim, no?
I'll tell her, Louis.
Yes, and you tell her Louis is still waiting till she grows up.
Louis is Delia's greatest admirer.
After you, that is.
More upset, I'll admit.
Shouldn't you explain to Helen first?
Yes, yes.
But you haven't yet, have you?
No, well... No, not yet, but... When? Don't worry about it. When... I'll talk to her tonight.
Is that a promise?
Promise.
You're not eating, darling. You're just picking at it.
I'm not hungry.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
There's something.
Why must it?
Your eyes are all red.
I got something in my eye earlier.
No, you didn't. You've been crying, haven't you? Did something happen at school today?
Of course. Something happens at school every day.
Oh, don't give me those silly back answers, Cordelia. You know perfectly well what I mean.
Daddy came to school today.
Daddy did?
Yes.
He never said?
I'm saying now.
When? I mean, at what time?
After school.
To collect you? Take you home?
No, to take me to Bruno's.
Well, that was nice. Well, what did you talk about?
Nothing.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
I didn't go with them to Bruno's.
Them?
He had a woman with him.
What woman?
How should I know? Ask him.
Don't talk to me like that.
How should I talk to you? If Daddy leaves us, it's all your fault.
What's he talking about?
Your jealousy has destroyed everything, everything.
No!
It was fair to see how happy Daddy and I could be together, so you had to keep going on and on at him about getting a job, and now look what's happened.
Nothing's happened.
He's going to leave us. That's what's happened. I hope you're satisfied now.
What are you doing up at this hour? I told you I was going to be late.
You didn't.
No? Oh, sorry, I thought I did. Can I get you anything?
You never tell me anything anymore.
What?
Who is she, Jim?
Who is who?
Cordelia told me you were with a woman today when you called at the school.
Oh, did she?
Yes, she did.
So you want to have a drink?
Who is she?
Her name is Valerie.
Valerie?
Yes, Valerie Hughes, my producer's PA.
Cordelia says you're going to leave us. Is that true?
Cordelia said that?
Yes. Is it true?
My God.
Is it true, I asked you?
I was going to talk to you tomorrow, Helen.
So it is true?
No, Yes, Valerie and I...
Valerie and I...
Yes, we were... We want to be together, we're... Oh, we love Helen. Is that...
He laughed.
Is that so funny?
No, it isn't a bit funny. I don't know what the word is. It's obscene. Yes, it's obscene.
Look, Helen, I don't want a shouting.
No? Well, what do you want, Jim? My congratulations, perhaps. You're bloody marvellous. You really are. I don't believe it. Honestly, I don't.
What don't you believe?
That after all these years...
You've had anything all these years, Helen, and you know it only too well.
I've had your bloody off-license bills all these years, and now that you can suddenly pay them yourself, I'm to be disposed of like an empty vodka bottle!
Cheap crack, Helen.
Yes, of course it is. I'm cheap. You made me cheap. Haven't you just traded me in for a new model?
You didn't even bother to trade me in. You just abandoned me in the knacker's yard because in your eyes I had no value whatsoever. And I ended up thinking the same of myself.
Oh, Valerie thinks you're worth your weight in gold, I suppose.
I don't think there's much point in carrying on with
this. You dishonest bastard!
Hey. What are you doing up at this hour?
I was downstairs listening to you two.
Oh, I see. Come on, Pet. Get back into bed and I'll try to explain to you.
There's nothing to explain. You're leaving us, aren't you?
Listen. Listen to me. I'll never leave my playgirl, do you hear?
Yes, I hear perfectly. I heard you telling Mum you were leaving, and now I hear you telling me you'll never leave. Which is it?
What?
Which is it?
Listen, Pet, listen.
Are you leaving or not leaving?
I'm leaving your mother... But I'm not leaving you.
Are you leaving this house?
Yes.
Well, then you're leaving me, aren't you?
No, Pet. Listen. It's just a temporary separation.
I don't understand.
Well, I'll explain, then.
Well, explain, then.
Listen. You see, what I have in mind is that eventually... Well, soon, when I get settled in my new place, you'll come and stay with us.
Us? You and that woman in the car today?
Yes, Valerie. Her name is Valerie. And she was very impressed by you.
I couldn't care less what she thought of me. I wasn't a bit impressed by her. I won't share you with anyone. I won't. I won't.
Please, Delia, don't cry. Please. Come on. That's better. Now listen. Nothing has changed between us. Nothing. Okay. Now, how about hopping into bed? I'll tuck you in with a great big kiss, eh? What do you say, playgirl? Come on, hop in.
I'll go to bed when I'm ready.
Will I, stay for a while?
For what?
For what? Well, we could talk if you like.
There's nothing left to talk about, is there?
Then I'll let you get to bed, sir. Good night, Pet.
Sorry, Val. I know it's very late.
What's wrong?
It's done.
Done? You mean you've actually left home?
Yeah.
Oh, darling, was it bloody?
Yeah, bloody's the word.
Oh, you look knackered. I'll get you a good drink.
Thanks.
I just brought some overnight things. I'll collect the rest of my stuff later.
Yeah. Get that into you.
Cheers.
I know it's a strange thing for me to say, but I am sorry, really, I am.
It'll be okay.
Will it?
Yeah.
Will you be okay?
Yeah. But, could you be a bit patient with me for a while?
Oh, of course, darling. Did Helen take it very badly?
Hmm.
I thought she didn't care a damn.
I never said that, Val.
No, you didn't. But that's how I sort of thought it was. Presumptuous of me, wasn't it?
Well, anyway, it isn't Helen I'm worried about.
Hello, Helen Spender's office. Can I help you?
Hello, Julia. This is Helen. Listen, Julia. The stuff Max is looking for is in a pink folder in the top right-hand drawer of my desk. Give it to Max and...
Helen, are you all right?
Please don't ask me that.
What is it?
Tell Max I'm sorry about the meeting and, I'll see him in the morning.
Helen, what's wrong? Tell me.
I'll explain later.
I found the school, Cordelia. Tell them you'd be away for a while. Come on, sit up. I brought some chicken soup.
I don't want chicken soup.
Sit up, please.
No.
Cordelia, my nerves are at breaking point. Now, will you please...
Have I any rights in this house?
What the hell do you mean by that?
Is this my room or isn't it?
Of course it is. Don't be stupid.
Well, then, do I have the right to privacy in my own room or not?
If you don't sit up and eat something, I'm going to ring for an ambulance and have you hospitalised until you're fully recovered.
Go on, then. I probably have more privacy in the hospital ward than I do here.
Here, take this tray.
I don't want it, I say.
Cordelia!
Out of my room!
Look at the mess you've made on the carpet!
This is my room! Get out!
Oh, Cordelia, stop it. Stop
it. You started it. I didn't invite you in here.
Darling, why are we attacking each other like this? We're both having a bad time, aren't we?
I'm having a bad time, as you call it, because I've just lost my father.
Oh, don't, Cordelia.
Why are you having a bad time? Have you lost your precious job or something?
All right, Cordelia. I've tried and failed. I don't know what to do.
Just go.
If you find my presence so objectionable, perhaps you'd feel happier in a boarding school after all.
In an orphanage, you mean?
What?
I've just lost my father, and I've never had a mother. So I suppose an orphanage is the sort of place abandoned children like me are sent to.
How can you be so cruel and callous?
It's easy. I just imitate you.
Hello, pet.
You've come back.
May I sit beside you?
Of course you may.
I was very worried about you.
Were you?
Certainly was. Feeling better now?
I knew you'd come back.
Back?
Yes, back to me.
Well, I told you. We'll always see each other.
You must promise never to leave me again, Jim. Please.
But I haven't left you, pet. Told you before.
You said that. But you left just the same.
Oh, there's a world of a difference between leaving a place and leaving a person.
Not if the person is trapped in the place you're leaving.
I've got big plans for us to play, girl.
Have you, Playboy?
Sure I have.
Tell me.
Well, when you're feeling better...
Oh, I'm better already.
Yes, well, when the doctor says you're better, I'm going to ask your mum...
She's got nothing to do with us anymore. You came back to me, not to her.
Shh, now listen to me, pet. You must try to be nice to your mum.
Like you were.
Oh, I deserve that.
The plans. What about the plans?
Ah, yes, the plans. Well, I'm going to arrange for you to come and stay with us for a week.
Us? Us is you and me, Daddy.
Yes, well, listen.
Haven't come back, have you?
Do you listen to me?
You lied to me. What are you doing here if you haven't come back?
I had to collect the rest of my things, but I came first and foremost to see you.
Your things?
Yes.
You leave me, but you come back for your silly things.
Listen to Daddy,
no,
please.
No, no, no.
I love you, Pet. No, I've never loved anyone like I love... Do you torture me like this?
Torture you? Look what you've done to me. I'm dying. The doctor said I'm dying.
No, you're not dying.
And when I'm dead, you'll be sorry you didn't come back. But it will be too late then, won't it?
Oh, come here to me, precious.
Take your hands off me.
All right. Shush.
You're not going to shush me. If you don't come back to me, I'll tell the whole world about you. About what happened when Mummy was away.
Oh, come on now, playgirl. I know I drank too much sometimes, and maybe you had to help me up off the floor once or twice, but you wouldn't tell that, would you? I thought that was our little secret.
That's what they all say. You mustn't tell. It's our little secret.
What are you talking about, love?
Nothing. Yet. If you come back to me, I'll say nothing.
We do talk in riddles sometimes, don't we, Pet?
You're going back to that woman, then?
I've got to, Delia.
Do you love her?
Yes. Yes. I love her.
I hate her.
You don't hate her.
I hate her.
How can you hate someone you don't even know?
And if you love her, I hate you too.
Delia, for God's sake, what are you saying to
me? Get out!
Hello, Childline. I'm a counsellor. Can I help you? Hello? Don't be afraid. You can speak to me in absolute confidence. I'm here to help you, you know. How old are you?
13, nearly.
13, nearly?
Next month I'm 13.
Would you like to tell me your name? Just your first name, if you'd rather.
Cordelia.
Cordelia? What a beautiful name. Are you feeling nervous, Cordelia?
Nervous?
About calling us at Childline?
No.
Good. Now, what's the trouble?
My father.
I see.
My father's the actor, Jim Brannigan.
Jim Brannigan? Of City South, the TV series?
Yes.
I see. And in what way is your father causing you trouble, Cordelia?
When my mum's away on business, my father comes into my room at night. And gets into bed beside me.
I wonder will I feel as good as this after the vicar's wife next week. It's a bit strong, that, isn't it? Even for City South. Telephone lines will be jammed with complaints from angry churchgoers. A few propositions from hungry vicars' wives. Hey, have you gone to sleep on me?
No.
No laughter? Not even a little chuckle? God! Your mother wasn't a vicar's wife, was she?
Val.
What?
Aren't you... you know... are you okay? What's wrong? What did I do? Did I hurt you or what?
Delia. You said Delia.
What?
You're in me and you whispered Delia.
No. No.
You did.
No, I didn't. I did not that.
Delia, you said.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. There's so much on my mind. I'm so worried about her all the time. Worried, Val. I'm worried. I'm worried. Val, come on. Please, please, please. You see, don't you? Oh.
Why do you have to take Cordelia away?
It's only a temporary measure. Don't worry. She'll be back soon.
But her father doesn't live here anymore. She's no longer in any danger, is she?
You're not divorced nor legally separated, Mrs. Brannigan. So until your husband has been investigated by the police and either cleared or charged, Cordelia must stay in care.
Did you say the police?
I'm afraid so.
Cordelia.
Try to be calm, Mrs. Brannigan, please.
Cordelia. Look at me.
Mrs. Brannigan.
Will you please look at me? Are you telling the truth? Answer me, Cordelia.
Come on, I think that's enough.
It's not enough. I want to hear it from her own lips.
Listen to her, Mrs. Brannigan.
And I want her to look at me when she's saying it. Cordelia, answer me. Are you telling the truth?
Yes, yes, yes!
Okay, Jim.
Yeah, fine, you, fine.
Babs, comfortable with her now?
Lovely, darling.
And young Chloe, okay?
Okay.
Okay, quiet, please. We're going for a take now.
Oh. Hello there.
Are you looking for the vicar?
Well, yes, if he's at home.
He isn't.
Oh.
He's never here on Wednesdays. It's his hospital visit day.
I see. You're his daughter, Susie, aren't you?
Yes, who are you?
Danny.
Danny who?
Danny O'Brien. I'm the, decorator.
Who is this, Susie? Pass the name Danny. Oh, it's you, Mr. O'Brien.
Please, couldn't you come back some other time? I can't cope with the police today on top of everything else.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Brannigan, but we must ask you a few more questions.
Danny, I didn't abuse my child. It's Jim Brannigan you should be questioning.
We will, madam, don't worry.
What time will you expect your husband back tonight?
No time.
He won't be coming back yet.
Where's Val?
Sit down, Jim.
What's wrong, old thing? You look as if you've just got the sack or something. Well, Jesus, the suspense is killing me.
Jim, we're in a lot of trouble.
Who is?
We are. I mean, the production. But you are, most of all.
What's going on?
Your wife phoned earlier. She had the police with her.
Delia, something happened to Delia.
The social services have taken her into care.
What's all this about?
Sit down, Jim, please.
Tell me, for God's sake.
Your daughter has apparently accused you of...
Delia accused me of...
Listen, Jim, please.
Delia accused me of... Come on, come on. What the hell are you trying to say?
Delia accused you of sexually abusing her during your wife's absence from home.
Sexually abusing? Delia? Don't joke about things like that, for Christ's sake.
The social services have taken her into care, and now the police want to interview you.
Taken her into care? Police want to interview... I don't believe you.
I don't believe any of this shit. Delia, my playgirl, accusing me of... Jesus, you are sick. Do you know that? You are sick. You are sick, sick, sick. Never heard anything like it. What in God's name is happening here?
This is Jim, Val. Listen to me now, for God's sake, listen. Val. Val, are you still there?
What do you want?
Why do you talk to me like that, Val?
What do you want?
Are the police there?
They've gone.
Right. Val, can I come around? Please, I must talk to you.
I don't want to ever see or hear from you again.
But listen. Val, listen, I must explain.
Stay away from me, do you hear?
Is any just opening time?
Oh, hurry, Tom, hurry!
What's all the bloody panic about? Cool. What's happening to you, mate? Let me in, Tom. Where you are? What's up, mate? Have you been to bed?
No, I've been walking the streets all night. Give us a drink, Tom, for God's sake.
Look, this is an off-license, Jim, not a bloody booze.
Please, Tom.
Look, you'll get me the sack, mate.
Here's a bottle of scotch, Tom. Let me sit in your office for a few minutes.
Okay. Only for a few minutes. The missus will be down shortly.
I've got to talk to you, Tom.
If I prove Delia's lying, she's destroyed. If I confess to her allegations, I'll go to prison. And she's also destroyed. Mm. Because, well, she'll always know that she put me there. Ruined me. Beautiful child is destroyed no matter which way I jump. God Almighty, there's nothing anyone can do to save her. I had no idea this little girl was capable of such powerful passions. Such powerful, dark passions.
Here we go.
Here, oi, here, give us a swing,
you whiskey, mister. Come on, mate,
here's a sup.
Leave them alone.
I see the poor man's in some sort of trouble.
Yeah.
So's my sister,
yeah,
mate.
Yeah. Oh, go on.
I'll go read them for you. No respect.
Mind if I have a little swiggy of your whiskey, girl? Yeah, girl. If you just loosen your fingers on the board, yes, you got that. I'll sit and keep you company, girl. Oh, you're in a right bleeding state, ain't ya? What? Hey, wanna swig yourself? Yeah, I think you've had enough, right? Take off.
You should have had great people in your family, I'm thinking, with a little small speech you have, and you with a kind of quality name, the like of what you find on the great powers and potentates of France and Spain.
We were great, surely, with wide and windy acres of rich Montella.
Hey, you, do you like me to stay for a while?
And when I'm dead, you'll be sorry you didn't come back. But then it'll be too late, won't it?
Hey, girl. You'll fall under the train. Come back. Come back.
The Playgirl by Alan Berry. Jim Branigan was played by Tony Doyle. Helen Branigan by Frances Jeter. And Cordelia by Claire Travers Deacon. Valerie was played by Moya Leslie. Jane by Julie Berry. Louis, John Bull. Tom, Peter Craze. The Social Workers by Zila Clark and Marcia King. The Detectives, Joe Dunlop and John Bull. Julia, Alice Arnold, The Counselor, Joan Matheson, and The Tramp by Joe Dunlop. The pianist was Mary Nash, and the play was directed by Richard Wortley.